Okay, this is a really unfair podcast today because I'm still half asleep.
But I've been up 3 hours, been for a long walk with the dog, done lots of jobs, feeling quite bouncy. It's sunny out there.
You're feeling quite bouncy?
Yeah.
And you've brought the dog back covered in mud.
Well, of course I brought the dog back.
Well, yeah, I know you bring the dog back, but Daisy May is covered in mud.
Well, we had a nice walk and it's a bit muddy out there, but we only stayed on the road.
Yeah, I know, but then now we're on the bed, so to speak.
Yes, but we have this special throw that I put on the bed so that I can just sling it in the washing machine when it gets muddy paw prints on it.
Right, well...
from you or the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, well, one of us makes a mess, obviously. Sorry, Daisy. I wasn't being
rude.
There's
little paw prints on that side, and they're sort of tea stains on your side.
Yeah, yeah. Well, OK. I'll have my cup of tea in a moment. Welcome to Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast where we go on about having cancer.
And other things.
And other things, yeah. You know, what it's like to... I've got it, and she has to look after it, she being Lady W, of course. Of course, a lot of people in the same situation, aren't there?
Yeah, so it's kind of just a little diary of... yeah. Living with it and dealing with it.
So this week has been quite quiet, really, hasn't it?
I've got lots of work done, so I've had a good industrious week, because the week before I didn't get any work done, which means I didn't earn any money, which isn't good.
No, that isn't good. But that is one of the problems, of course, when luckily I'm still able to work, but a lot of people are not.
No.
I mean, I'm not able to work like I used to work, but...
No, and I'm very lucky that being self-employed and the type of work that I do, I can, as long as I bring my computer with me, do it anywhere.
Yeah.
So we do have a bit of flexibility that perhaps some people don't have in our situation who have employed jobs that you actually have to go and be there to do.
And there are places to, you know, you must ask for help if you need it.
Yeah.
It's because it's a I'm giving in to painkillers a bit.
Well, you've had a couple of paracetamol, but it's hardly like being heavy on the opioids, is it?
Well,
I don't know why you've got this thing. It's like you really fight against taking a painkiller.
Well, because I'm taking so many tablets. There's hundreds of them.
But if you can take something that's going to make you feel a little bit better, it makes sense to do it. And literally, just a paracetamol is not going to tip you over the edge.
No. I just, you know, I think then you take painkillers too soon. And then you get used to them and they don't work. Or is that an old wives' tale?
Well, I just think taking a couple of paracetamols every day in your position is not...
No, I have to sometimes go to Cocodamol.
I don't think you need to worry about getting addicted.
No. And just occurred to me, my tongue.
Yes, you're having trouble with your tongue.
I'm having a lot of tongue trouble. Because the... Oh, God. The...
chemotherapy?
That's the word I was struggling to find. One of the side effects, because it's in pill form, which a lot of chemo is now, and we were told, don't touch the pill. Even if you drop it, use a bit of paper to pick it up with. Do not touch the pill. And then you think you put it in your mouth and swallow it. And one of the side effects is my tongue and around in your mouth.
He's all very sore.
Horrible. Yeah, and I had a lovely curry last night.
But you didn't enjoy it that much because it made your tongue sting.
Well, it also affects your taste buds. And so I knew I could taste curry. But
then if you have the spicy things, it hurts your tongue for a different reason.
Yeah, yeah. So...
it is a bit of a shame because when you sort of... we're a bit restricted in what you can do for fun in terms of like mobility and stuff like that. So... if going out for dinner has become not an option. And there are other reasons when you've got cancer as well, because quite a lot of the time people feel quite sick. And so it does take away, like, having a nice meal is one of the nice fun things in life, isn't it? But I think even if you've got that, still go out and maybe just have a drink and just don't have food. Just go out for a drink.
I might lose some weight.
Yeah. There's always, you know, let's look on the bright side.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. But then you get hungry and I'm... talking, by the end of doing my show tonight, I'll be nothing like that.
I bet you won't.
I might be. I don't know. Must be affecting my throat as well, mustn't it?
Is your throat hurting?
No.
Well, then, no.
Well, just think, this is so toxic, this thing.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Could I have another day off it, I think?
Another day off it?
Yeah, I didn't take it yesterday, did I?
No, you have to do what you were told to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be stern with you.
Oh, okay.
Make you take it.
Okay. I think that's one of the things that you get after a while. And, you know, even though I'm terminally ill with cancer, it has been 4 years since they said that.
Mm-hmm.
So you get it will go through your mind, oh, am I really ill? But trust me, you know when you are.
Yeah.
You actually, you know, your whole body feels different to the way it used to. And you can and cannot do things. I'm getting very depressed now. Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, okay. What would you like to talk about?
I don't know, really.
Let's talk about romance in later life.
Oh, have you met somebody?
No, I was thinking about our relationship and how lovely it is when you find someone later in life, because you don't have some of the pressures of young.
Well, no, I suppose not. Which pressures in particular?
Well, just like, you know, working on your career and children and all that kind of thing. All that stuff is behind you. You can just focus on your...
Are you telling me you don't want to have another child? I thought we were planning one.
Honestly, your jokes are just dreadful. It's really not funny at all. So, yeah, I just think it is lovely that you can just focus on each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not being too serious, but there is, from the person with the disease's point of view, you get to a stage where you feel really fed up and useless. That, you know, I can't walk very far.
But you're not useless at all. I see you
take the bins out. That's my job. I can't mow the grass. I literally find it difficult to pick stuff up.
But you are still going to work and bringing in the bread and butter and all that kind of stuff. So you're doing a lot. And also you give me so much emotional support because you are so lovely to me. I mean, you're always so appreciative of things I do and you're always kind and nice to me and grateful.
Well, that's
and
how people are.
Not always.
No.
No. So if you have got somebody that is helping you, looking after you, then don't forget to do what James does and just always say, you know, he's always just so, not like obsequiously grateful, but just...
Yeah, let's not go over the top.
I know that you appreciate the things that I'm doing for you.
I mean, but you bring me a cup of tea in the morning. It takes me a little while to get out of bed and get dressed. I've not got to look at the state of that dog.
She's fine.
She's coming closer to you, not me. it's just, you know, to see you sort of do stuff all the time that I would normally do. You know, even cooking's a bit of a... I never really did much cooking.
And I love cooking, so that's, you know, that's not a chore for me at all. That's my way to relax at the end of the day.
It is difficult.
Come home from work, open a bottle of wine and make a little nice... Supper is my idea of heaven.
Oh, do you remember last night, by the way?
Most of it. No, I do. Of course I do.
You do.
We only had one bottle of wine.
You only had one? Well, I had one and a half.
I shared it with Erica.
Anyway, I couldn't find my phone before I went to bed.
One bottle of wine and I had a Bailey's instead of pudding.
It must have been me that drank it. I couldn't find my phone. And you don't remember me going through your handbag to find my phone because you were so fast
asleep. I just went to bed before you, but I always hit the pillow and conk out instantly. I'm very lucky like that.
Yeah, and I thought, I mustn't wake you up because you'll be... And you didn't have no idea I was rummaging around it, you know.
No, I didn't know you were rummaging through my things.
Well, I thought... You know, it goes off with an alarm.
That's terrible, isn't it? We get completely burgled and I wouldn't know till the morning.
Well, apparently I found a cup of tea on the side table and you'd gone off to work.
That was yesterday. Yeah.
I didn't even know you'd come up.
No, you see, you're just as sleepy in the mornings as I am at night.
Yeah. So we've got, this week I've got some scans, haven't I, coming up?
Yes, you have. You've got an MRI pituitary.
Oh,
I know you don't like the MRI ones, do you?
Yeah, MRI scans, they make this noise. First of all, they stick you in a tube like a cigar tube.
Darling, don't make people who might be just about to go for one be worried about it.
No, you ought to have them.
Yeah, and it's not, I've had one, and I don't. I think you make. You know, I think you're exaggerating. I think it's completely fine. In fact, I find it quite relaxing.
No, that's the seat.
The different noises.
Oh, hang on, dog's coming up. Come on, Em. Up you come.
All the different noises and things. I sort of zone out. I think it's fine, and it doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt. The problem.
You just get bored, I think.
The problem is now that CT scans are lovely. No, they're really nice. You know. But they sort of they scan you with a big donut.
Is that the one where they put the dye in and it makes you feel like you're wetting yourself?
Yes. Yeah, but I don't think I can have the dye anymore.
No.
Because of my kidney function. So
that's not a shame, really, is it?
No, I don't mind. I didn't mind the dye, but no, I think because my primary cancer's on my tumour, on my kidneys, or on my. Well, it's good news, isn't it? You know, they've developed a vaccine which may well help stop completely skin cancer.
Yep, that's very good in the news.
And apparently the... Daisy! Oh, gosh. Apparently that's going to be the way they are going to do it, because apparently everybody's tumours are completely...
Well, it's all related to your DNA, isn't it?
They're completely individual.
They can create a vaccine that's exactly tailored just to you.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a lot better than this.
You get all the anti-vaxxers won't want one, of course, but it'll be an amazing miracle if they can do that. But I reckon in 10 years' time, it might be even long, but people probably get a vaccine at birth to stop you ever getting cancer. The sad thing is something else will come along, will be. Because you can't
They'll
live
just bring
forever.
Back a bit of rock from outer space that's got some kind of virus on it that wipes us all out anyway.
Yeah. Well, everybody wonders why so many people have cancer, but a lot of people say it's the cloud that went over us from Chernobyl. I don't know whether there's anything in that or not.
No, you don't.
And we never will. But whatever you get in life, you get, you know. I know some people have things that I consider to be far worse.
Bunions.
Than cancer. Not really. But bunions. I had a bunion on my foot and it went. Chemo sorted it out.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. So.
Well, that's nice tea.
Yes, it's Fortnum and Mason's. I made it in the teapot. It's Saturday morning. It's special tea day.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yorkshire tea during the week.
Fortnum's during the
week. I'm quite excited. I've got a little Fortnum's delivery coming tomorrow. More tea, and I've treated myself to some biscuits. Oh. And there's these ones called Lucifer biscuits, and they've got like chilli in them.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God, they are so lovely. And
they are hot chilli. It's not just a
chilli
little...
and ginger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a biscuit with a bit of a zing.
I don't think I'm going to have one of those while I'm on this chemo.
That's why I got those ones. I thought that they would last longer than if I got the choc chip. But I did get you some chocolate.
Oh, good. So, Didn't you get me the chocolate chip cookies as well? No, okay.
No, I did actually.
Oh.
So I will be quite excited when the little parcel arrives tomorrow. I am silly, aren't I? But I do. Yeah. Actually, the thought of it now, I'm actually getting really quite excited. Some
I can tell.
Biscuits is coming.
And then tonight I'm going to work. You don't want to come to work when you're going out to the pub again.
I'm seeing Cammy tonight because she's doing really hard work on her dissertation. Uh-huh. She's nearly finished, so we're going to have a girls' night tonight.
And then you're having one next week. How many girls' nights can
and
you
then
have?
She's got to hand it in on Thursday next
Feel,
week.
Feel... Sorry.
No, dice.
Look at the dirt. Oh, sorry.
Honestly, you're such a fusspot. It's just a few little crumbs of mud.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she finishes her dissertation, hands it in next Thursday. And
so that's another celebration.
Going to have some champagne. Mm. Yeah.
As if you needed an excuse. I mean, honestly. But was it nice champagne last night?
Yeah.
I don't do champagne.
It was the house one.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
You can't go mad. I mean, some of these bottles cost £100.
No, that wasn't there. No, nowhere near that.
Oh, good.
Nowhere near that.
Good. But it is true, if you can go out, you know, like friends came and took us out last night. Because when you have cancer and it gets to quite a late stage, all you want to do, and a few days a week, if I've got nothing to do, I would rather just either stay in bed or get up and I go and sit in a chair.
Yeah, I mean, you normally stay in bed till about
11.
Half 11, and then I'm at work, obviously. And then you'll become quite an ornithologist, I've noticed, so you're very, very into your birds. I mean, very much. I'm very, very pro the magpies.
I love my magpies. And people go, oh, they're vermin. Shut up. And I quite like rats too.
They are a bit nasty. They are eating the other baby birds and things at the minute. But
I don't think with the amount of food we've got in our garden, they're eating baby birds.
No, you do keep it well stocked.
Yeah.
You do keep it well stocked. Yeah.
And the woodpeckers.
And the cute little robin.
Yep.
Oh, my God, I'm getting as bad as you.
Yeah.
I even found myself buying some mealworms to feed the robin the other
day. I know. I opened the fridge and there they were.
No, they were dried ones.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they're not in the fridge.
Because I put them out and I thought I could see them wriggling.
No.
Oh.
That's just your eyesight.
Yeah, probably. We need to find something to put them in, rather than just put them in clumps in a dish.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, something that, I don't know, like you put the seeds in to feed the birds.
Yeah, but robins are ground feeders. They don't want to dangle from a dangly thing.
Are you sure about that? Mm-hmm. You know more about this ornithology business than me.
Only because when you said there was a robin, I just Googled it to see what robins like to eat.
Ah, where would any of us be without Google?
Well, I used to use encyclopedias in the olden days. Yeah. I used to love encyclopedias.
Did you?
I had one with pictures.
I used to have... Everybody used to have, didn't they? Because some con artist came
Britannica.
To you and sold them to you, yeah.
Encyclopedia Britannica, yeah.
Have you still got them?
No, I didn't have those. I just had... it was a children's encyclopedia, yeah. But I used to spend every night reading it. It was interesting.
Sorry, have we offended you, dog? It's quite funny. I wish you could see this. She's been on the pillow, sat on the microphone.
She's just trying to spread her mud around as much as possible just to annoy you.
I thought it was a nice, sunny, dry day.
It is sunny. It was sunnier than it has been, that's for sure.
And we didn't get to go... Did we talk about... We didn't get to go to the plant sale in the village hall.
No, I mean, when I came back from my walk, the village was heaving.
Yeah?
There was cars everywhere parked up on the verges.
Golly.
Old ladies all over the place wrestling with each other to try and get the best hosta.
Oh, gosh, it sounds like it was a bit of a nightmare. I'm glad we didn't go.
I was quite scared, actually.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
No, I mean, I might pop over again. It's on till midday, so I might pop over and get the last bargains, all the poor straggly things that no one wanted.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Find a home for the poor.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good idea.
But the amount of cars out there, I don't think there will be anything left by about... I think I started at 10. I think it would have been all sold out by 10 past.
Yeah, might be. Well, we'll wrap this up and then go and explore. Yeah. So anyway, the whole point of this is just... Was that... Did you hear a noise?
It was my phone.
Oh, sorry. Probably the champagne delivery.
I wish.
If you are in a situation where one of you has got cancer and when you're first diagnosed, it is a real shock. Because you think, because of the way everybody thinks, that's it. I'm going. But my first diagnosis with cancer was 25 years ago. And so it doesn't mean that you're going. And I'm very lucky in a way. I met you at the end of my life, it might be. And I'm very sorry that I'm doing this to you. But I can't help it, so... You know,
we're having a fun time.
We are having a fun time.
Despite everything.
Yeah.
Against the odds.
Yeah. But it is one of those things that you have to face and come to terms with. I'm lucky because I'm quite old. You know, imagine if you're in your 30s or 40s and you have a youngish family.
Yeah, that must be so, so difficult.
Yeah. I mean, that is horrible, isn't it? I feel for Princess Kate. I mean, that's exactly the time you don't want to get it.
Mm.
And Charles as well, who's...
I mean, you don't want to get it any time, but it's, yes, as you say, like when children have it or anything, it just puts it in perspective for us that we've got nothing to moan about.
So, upwards and onwards.
Onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much indeed. And by the way, thank you very much for the messages we always get after this. We might not reply to them, but they are appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really lovely to read them.
Yeah, because... Nadine forgets that people actually eventually listen to this. So if we've upset anybody...
We're just having a chat. I forget that. I'm amazed at how many people like to listen as well. I see, like, God, that's strange.
It's somebody that... Something affects half the population now, which is tragic in itself.
It is.
Yeah.
It
is. As I always say, listen, I have kidney cancer, and if you get in touch with Kidney Cancer UK, if you've just been diagnosed or you're worried, they will help you. But whatever cancer you have, there will be... a charity, probably, or a helpline, something connected with it.
Yeah, there'll be a support network out there. And on that note, I think we should say goodbye.
Thank you very much indeed. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Daisy, why now?